To be competitive in the Iditarod, more mushers are migrating onto the road system. The sport was born on the Seward Peninsula, but with serious sled dog races getting faster and more specialized, many mushers are leaving the bush behind to train on the rail belt. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, money, climate, and convenience are pushing Alaska's state sport onto the road.
Sunlight spills between thick stands of birch trees in Nenana as Iditarod rookie Tom Jamgoshin shovels up the dog lot.
Well, I live in Nome, Alaska, and I came down here taking 3.5 months off of work to train for the Iditarod.
Jamgoshin is a lawyer for the state and, just for the record, a personal friend. Though he started his kennel in the bush, this is the second year that he's come onto the road system as part of his attempt at the Iditarod.
Snow conditions out in Nome are pretty unreliable. And it's a lot cheaper to fly out here to run qualifying races and shorter races, and heck of a lot cheaper to get food and meat.
A pallet of dog food that costs $100 delivered by road to Nenana could be up to $900 carried by barge to Nome. And not only are coastal snow conditions hard to predict, but storms often wipe out training trails overnight.
If I was doing this on my own in Nome, I'd be spending half my time on a snow machine just keeping the trails in shape.
Here in Nenana, Jamgoshin is training under conditions that allow him to maximize his time on the sled, practicing his long-distance routines. He's renting a small cabin on property owned by a top musher with long roots in competitive sled dog racing.
I'm Aaron Burmeister, of course, born and raised in Nome, Alaska, born around the Iditarod and involved in it since childhood.
The Burmeister family helped get the race off the ground in its early years, and Aaron's young son, Hunter, is being brought up close to the kennel with a hearty outdoor lifestyle. As we're talking, Hunter shows off handfuls of dry moss gathered for a bonfire later on.
Well, thank you, son. Okay, you hold on to it for me.
The sled dog racing that Hunter's learning, though, is radically different from the small teams and recreational outings that his dad grew up with in the 80s.
And as a child, my parents would throw caribou hides in the sled, throw me in my parka in a sleeping bag, and send me out on the trail in the basket with them.
The demands and expense of competitive mushing are reshaping earlier traditions. In this year's Iditarod, 52 of the entrants from Alaska list their homes as communities on the road system. Just 9 are from the bush. And even then, several are like Burmeister and Jamgoshin, who spend winters training on the roads. Burmeister still spends part of his year in Nome, but he started training in Nenana shortly after college when he began competing more seriously and needed to raise his kennel operations to the next level.
If I had a choice, I'd live out in the bush forever and stay off the road system, away from all the headaches. But it's more affordable and more accessible when you're on the road system.
We're interrupted when Burmeister gets a call from another musher.
Bear with me for a second. That's Pete. Okay. Hello. How far out are you, bro?
Pete is Pete Kaiser of Bethel, who won his second consecutive Kuskokwim 300 just last month. He's trained with Burmeister the last few years and just bought property nearby. Kaiser and another musher from Aniak, Richie Deal, are approaching the kennel for a short rest in the middle of a training run and are able to check in with Burmeister by cell phone from the runners, taking advantage of the 4G network in the area. Another rail belt perk. Some of the factors driving mushing onto the road system are external, increasingly variable weather, and the higher cost of living in the bush. But internally, the sport is also speeding up every year, with more refined, regimented training strategies becoming commonplace. One of the reasons that large, healthy teams can make the 1,000-mile trip to Nome in less than 9 days is because of the fanatically focused dietary regimes that mushers like the Seavies, Boozers, and Burmeister feed their elite breeds.
Your typical competitive Iditarod racing dog today is burning 12 to 15,000 calories per day while they're on the trail. Now, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you could feed dogs fish and you'll be just fine. But 1 pound of fish, you're averaging 1,800 calories. 1 pound of a premium power product that is being fed today in Iditarod is 42 to 4,400 calories.
Burmeister came in third last Iditarod, but is taking this year off to spend more time with his family. He wants a first place finish, but beyond year-to-year battles to win the race, he's invested in a longer campaign.
Yes, I'm competitive, very competitive. My goal is to win the Iditarod. But this sport wouldn't thrive, it wouldn't survive without up-and-comers like Pete and Richie and Tom and all these mushers that are getting into the sport is what keeps the sport successful. And my goal is to promote not just myself, I focus more on promoting the sport and promoting mushing.
In Nenana, I'm Zachariah Hughes